This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From the mouths of babes, Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm fantastic. I'm on holiday, so of course. As I mentioned last week, we've been doing a lot of driving on this holiday. And look, I talk to a lot of parents on my travels, and I'm starting to feel like I'm really part of a dying breed because I do not have a portable DVD player in the car. And almost everyone I talk to says, you know, that they would not go on holidays without it. So maybe I'm crazy. I don't know.
Oh, look, we don't have one either because we don't drive anywhere. We don't want to risk it, but that's another thing. I mean, is the reason you don't have one because you haven't needed it, or did you think that the kids just watch a bit too much TV as well?
Well, doesn't everybody think that kids watch too much TV until they have their own and then they realise what a godsend TV can be? So, you know, sometimes I wonder just how parents got anything done, you know, ever, you know, without it. Well, maybe not our parents, but perhaps our grandparents. But, you know I would never get a shower in the morning without Eagle Pickle and Upsy Daisy.
Go in the night garden, the Pinky Ponk and the whatever it is.
Poos and
all those guys.
Oh, dearie. Well, because we hear that a lot, don't we? We hear that kids watch too much TV, but then, like, you have to say, well, how much is too much?
Yeah, and I think you've got to think not just about the quantity, but also the quality. And really the only way you can judge it is by the effect on the child. There's no sort of magic formula. I personally let Birdie watch about an hour a day because if she watches more than that, at any one time, she kind of starts to get grumpy and irritable, and she has trouble focusing on other activities. So that's when I know that she's watched too much. But, of course, the other issue is what they watch. And I know that if Birdie watches anything kind of even slightly scary or flashy or fast, she doesn't sleep well. And I think, you know, you've got to make sure that programs are age-appropriate. And that's obviously more difficult if you have kids of, you know, lots of different ages. But, you know, something as seemingly harmless as Toy Story or Finding Nemo, which is great for a six-year-old, can still be really scary for a two-year-old. So I think you've just got to sort of keep that in mind.
I guess that's the advantage of DVDs, though. You can watch it with a child, see how they react to it, and know, and then you know, I guess, exactly what they're watching.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and they can watch it again and again. And whereas if you just sort of plonk, you know, little kids in front of the, you know, the telly, you don't know what they might see on the shows or even in the ads. Sometimes the ads are more concerning than the programs. Like, I used to let my daughter watch Tro-Tro. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yes, naughty little weird horse thing, isn't it?
He is so naughty. And I tell you what, when my husband and I watched a couple of episodes of that, the morals are just terrible. And that Tro is like totally blacklisted in our house now. You know, she's, and even when it comes on now, Birdie says, you know, oh, it's Tro-Tro, we have to turn it off.
Wow.
But anyway, look, I can't stand around chatting all day to you guys. I have to go on my dolphin and whale watching cruise.
Well,
it's important to sit here talking to you all morning.
You got to do what you got to do. Thank you, Katrina.
No worries. Good to talk to you.
com.au.
We are talking TV this morning from the mouths of babes. Our segment with Katrina Rowe.
Yes.
And look, how do you deal with those times in your household where you could have a shower or something, and you just want to just let the kids be able to do something without killing each other? Because they tend to, if you leave them alone for too long, they start to beating each other up and stuff they play with and put the scissors down, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow, you let your kids play with scissors?
No.
That's
unbelievable. Yeah, go on. Louise is on the phone. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Tell us, in your household, you don't have a TV?
No, we have no TV.
Good on you. How does it work?
We have no TV for Tommy being married, and my eldest boy is now 15, so we've been able to live without one.
And what is the was there a reason for doing that when you did, like, was it intentional? You just thought, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we just thought, no, we don't want a TV, and we thought we'd maybe get one if we needed one later on, and we just never had to need to get one.
That's very cool. And how many in your family?
Four boys.
So what do you do when it would normally be TV time or whatever? What do you kind of, what does everyone do to kind of just hang out together and chill together?
Well, we have a computer, so we just go to a local library or a DVD shop and we just hire DVDs and watch those.
Okay.
Yeah, so we watch educational stuff, or so we can actually choose what the kids actually sit down and watch.
A bit more control then that way. Yeah. Okay, that's a very good idea. I like it. And I guess you spend more time playing and stuff as well.
Well,
like, you know,
they do a lot of playing.
Yeah.
And they read. They read a lot, so they've learned to read very well, and they can play and entertain themselves quite easily.
I think you've done exceptionally well. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.